You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, we got a great show for you. Two of my favorite segments are going to be on later. I'll tell you about those here in 1 second. Copper is running the board, as always. Miss Copper, how are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good.
You doing anything for Halloween this weekend?
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yep.
Is that why I ate that whole bag of candy that Charlene had bought and brought to the house? Maybe that was meant for the kids, now that you say that.
Did you leave any left for the kids?
Well, since Right Side rations are caffeine and chocolate, you can imagine I had to bring some to work. But that would explain why we had chocolate at the house. But anyway, nonetheless, get that triple dipper sound effect ready, Miss Copper. But hey, telling you guys right now, as you're dialed into the show here, just so you know, two of my favorite segments of the week are both in one day today. So 3 p.m., we're going to have Copper's Corner, give her a chance to speak her mind for a bit. And then at 4 p.m., the Grand Council with our own Dale Jackson here at WVNN, as well as Jeff Poor from down at 106.5 on the coast. So that's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to that. Plus, the Triple Dipper. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, sitting right here in the studio with a cup of Just Love coffee, I am looking at three things on my list today. Here's the three themes we're going to weave together for this show to give you all that you need to go out and have a verbal discourse with liberals. Number one, the walkouts have begun. COVID vaccines are starting to backfire on the employers, so I'm just telling you, the walkouts have begun. I'll be telling you about that. It's across the nation right now. We're seeing the general, what I would call, resistance begin. What is a religious accommodation? That's number two. What is a religious accommodation? I found something this morning on Twitter that just blew me away. I put it out on my page. I hope some of y'all had a chance to see it. You can always find me at Twitter on at sin, that's S-E-N, at sin Phil Williams. But there are employers, to include the U.S. Navy, that are deciding what they think qualifies for religious exemptions. Not whether or not you think it does, it's what they think. And then the last one is this: Alabama politics just got bigger. So the races are starting to heat up. More people are jumping in to run for both statewide and legislative races and others. And there's more of that to come, I guarantee you, after next week's legislative session is over with. But for right now, let me do this. I'm going to talk to you a little bit here about the resistance, all right? I tweeted out today that on today's show, my monologue is going to be about the resistance has begun. But I got to tell you, I saw this story, first of all. I literally saw it just about an hour ago. Have you seen the story about the guy in California who, at a Six Flags park, he ate there every single day? Every day at a Six Flags park, twice a day, every day for 7 years. You heard me. Twice a day, every day for 7 years at a Six Flags park. That's genius. That's like next level. Okay, some of you are wondering why I think that's a good idea. Like, I work out, I try to do things to keep myself in shape. I might eat a little chocolate now and then, but generally speaking, I eat well. Well, I think it's a great idea because what he did was he found a creative workaround. This was resistance, all right? Here's the deal. The headline drew me in. I mean, it sounded like a ridiculous notion. Somebody eating at Six Flags every day for 7 years? What? But then I read further and I found out, okay, here's the deal. The guy graduated from college and he had massive student loans, but he was resourceful. He discovered that if he paid $150 a year to Six Flags, it got him a year-round pass that came with two meals a day for a year. So he takes all the money he saves and applies it to his student loan debt. As a result, he's paid down nearly all of his loans, he bought a house, and he's getting married soon. He says he has friends that spend well over $1,500 a month on groceries and eating out, but he didn't go to the grocery store once in the first year he did it. That's genius. No, Copper, he does not have diabetes. He's doing well, all right? But anyway, here's the bottom line. This is also a story of someone who was not just going to settle for the status quo. He could have gone into debt. He could have struggled to pay his bills. He could have let his interest pile up. But no, he got creative, and that's the point. He resisted the notion of just sitting idle and letting life happen to him with some kind of a laissez-faire attitude of shoulder-shrugging apathy. That's where we have to be now, and that's why I tell you that story. We got to be creative. We got to be resistant. We've got to not settle for just good enough. And it's happening. It is happening, even as we speak. Like, for instance, lawsuits against COVID vaccine mandates, they're being filed today. I'm going to tell you about the state of Florida here in just a minute. Walkouts. Walkouts are happening in large and small employer groups. They just are. Unions are actually agreeing with Republicans. What? That's like a sign of the end times. Unions are agreeing with Republicans on the fact that the vaccine mandate is an infringement upon their personal liberties. And there's a protest today on the steps of the Alabama State House by a group asking for the state legislature to do something regarding vaccine mandates. And I've been speaking with a number of legislators and state officials even this morning. And it seems to me there's actually action being planned for this very legislative session that convenes today. I believe a bill is going to get dropped in today that may have some hope of getting passed. But it still goes back to the individual. I mean, what is your position? In the world of mandates, where do you stand? Now, keep in mind, I am not anti-vax. I'm not. But I am absolutely anti-mandate. If I have the shot and the person next to me at work or in the classroom or in the courtroom or in the foxhole has chosen not to get the vaccination, well, fine, good for them. Supposedly I'm protected, so why would it matter? All of you vaccine police need to get over yourselves. If you're scared, stay home. The fact that you chose something for yourself does not give you the unmitigated right to demand it of others. We're not talking about refraining from murder and mayhem, although some vaccine Nazis want to portray it that way. Heck, we're not even talking about social disruption. There will always be responsible versus irresponsible. People shouldn't just cough into their hands and then shake your hand. They shouldn't sneeze in someone's face. If you're sick, stay home. But if the vaccine has you troubled, you should have the right to an exemption. You should have the right to your own conscience. We're going to talk that through in more detail in a minute, but suffice to say, there's a problem brewing for those who simply want to know that their personal religious beliefs or their medical cautions are not going to be trampled on. And if the employer does not agree, to the extent that you can, I say make them work for it. Make them work for it. Resist. If you file a claim for religious exemption, who is your boss to decide if it's religious enough? No employer should place themselves between the priest and the parishioner, and that's happening right now. And if you go to your own doctor, who advises you not to get the vaccine for reasons of his or her expert advice, you should not be faced with a boss or an HR department that decides that they are better suited than a fully trained medical provider to decide what's good for you. It's that simple. Resist. File a claim. Make them work for it. And here's another thing. If you're in one of those employment situations where the boss seems to be rushing headlong to the mandates, just pell-mell, get it done or get out. You were essential before, but you're non-essential now. Well, ask them what it is they intend to do once these lawsuits are filed and the federal courts enjoin the terminations. What's the boss going to do then? I hope the CEO at United Launch Alliance is thinking of that. What's he going to do when the courts actually stop the terminations, but he's already laid off a bunch of people? What's he going to do? Offer a signing bonus to them to come back to a place that already cast them out once? I'm just saying. Some of you have bosses that are not reading the legal tea leaves here. I say resist. And when you resist, put it in writing. Get confirmation of their receipt of it. Make sure it's in your file. I would advise you to consult an attorney. And don't settle for less than the full measure of consideration for your own request. And if your elected officials won't help you, well, they need to hear from you. Like today, like right now, today, no delay. Let them know you need them to pass a comprehensive piece of state legislation here in the coming week. It's going to take 2/3 of the majority down there to do it. Tell them you need it. And that's where we are. People are waking up to the fact that they have rights. They have options. They don't have to sit idly by. This is a possible win here, but you're going to have to resist. You're going to have to get creative. Sort of like eating at Six Flags every day for 7 years. It may not always be convenient, but it may get the bills paid. So I say resist, you bunch of right side ruffians. And that's a wrap for the right side way. Yep, I'm fired up. We're down to it, folks. The clock has been ticking, but I'll be honest with you. We're pretty much at the 11th hour. There are people already losing their jobs, losing their careers, losing their retirement. Bosses are losing their minds. And this is all, I really do believe there's a strong, strong chance that these terminations are going to be enjoined in court. And we'll find out soon, because the first lawsuit got filed today. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it is upon you, it's incumbent upon us as individuals to resist. And I do not believe that's a bad thing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.